Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Skywalker in studio right now. Oh, look at Todd Lebo. Todd, come here. Come here, Todd. Come here. You come here right now, sir. I had a missed call from you. Is that when you were trying to get back into the movie theater last night?
What up, Lebo?
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Lebo.
Yeah.
I see Todd Lebo pushing people out of the way and entering the movie theater through the back exit, through the back door.
I tried that.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I snuck back in.
You snuck back in. Why?
Because I had left my hat in there.
Oh, what hat did you leave?
It was my reversible Oklahoma
Sooners
Boomer
stocking cap.
Oklahoma Boomer hat, and you can't lose that before they play Wichita State.
And the guys were all in there cleaning up the theater, and there it was sitting there. So I was like,
is that why you called me to let you back in? Or go?
Just to go look at my seat.
I
wouldn't have.
I was being yelled at repeatedly when I was...
I realized on the way to the car, because it was cold outside, that my bald head was cold.
Right.
And so then I called Fast Talking Rob, and he didn't answer. Nobody answers my calls. But then I'm walking back towards the thing, and he's already outside the theater. And then I said, I'll call Steven. And then I call Steven, and I looked, and Steven picks his phone up, and he looks at it,
right.
And he just puts the phone back in his pocket. I'm not taking that call.
Decline.
There's nothing worse than seeing somebody to decline your phone call.
You have to understand, after every movie is a 15-minute... holding pattern as everyone in my family decides to go to the bathroom.
At different times.
Right.
I don't have to go.
Without?
No, you have a long way to go. We're going to drive all the way up north. Oh, well, maybe I will go.
Your kids were there.
Yes.
Did they enjoy the movie?
They really did.
Okay.
They enjoyed
Without divulging any spoilers like Nate did.
Did you tell him about
minutes
Spock
ago?
Dying?
No, I told him about Chewbacca being raised dead.
Right. Yeah. Surrogate father.
Couldn't believe
is what we got to the bottom.
Chewbacca
and R2-D2
had a child. Well, he had an affair with Princess Leia.
Without divulging any of the movie secrets, Todd Lebo, won't you just give a 1 or 2 minute review? Did you enjoy this film?
I enjoyed the film a lot. Mm-hmm. The reviews on Rotten Tomatoes from viewers are not good right now.
Oh, really?
It's in the 60s.
Jay claimed it was in the 90s.
That was the critic. That was the critics.
Are on.
Usually I thought the critics like things less than
the
audience.
So last night,
critics gave it a 96.
As we left the theater last night, it was at 77 or something, and then this morning it's like 68. So my son, my son was on Reddit as we drove home because that's where all the information is.
It is. I need to learn how to navigate Reddit
very
better.
Good.
Yeah, so there were, you know, all the
ask me anything.
Some super geeks out there.
How do I get
panning
Bitcoin?
Parts of it. You stay off that Bitcoin. It's bad for you.
I heard his.
He's going to invest heavily.
I heard that's where it's at.
You should have done it about 10 years ago.
Right, well, you know what?
Do it today.
Never
I'm
too
go
late
mine.
For Jake.
I'm going to go mine some Bitcoin.
So you enjoyed it
on the dark web.
What about the length of the movie at about 2.5 hours? Did you find it to be just the right length? Maybe too long, not long enough?
I'm not going to tell you what. I'd cut 15 minutes right now, but I won't say that part right here. We'll talk off the air.
Shockingly, my wife, as she continues the theme of our married life, not long enough. Never is.
Never.
Sit down, Susan. What
give me more, she said.
Two and a half hours is about my max for a movie. If I watch a movie that's 3 hours, almost every 3-hour movie I've ever watched, I've said, that could have been 30
did
minutes.
Did Ben
shorter.
Do all right for 2.5?
He did pretty well. You know, he has a tough time sitting still, especially when he gets nervous in a movie, and he gets emotionally involved in the movie.
I don't know where he gets that from.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know where he gets it either.
Who's
his
dad?
Mother.
But yeah, no, she's...
No.
Now, here's what I'll say.
Absolutely not.
This is a... To me,
but
this
I liked
is
it.
A...
I didn't feel like it was too long.
This is a shocking revelation here. I will tell you... Before we saw the movie yesterday, I said that I am no fan of Adam Driver. I do not enjoy
you and
him.
I are going to speak the same language right here.
In anything. I do not like him in anything. And then I thought
he was awesome.
Maybe
night.
The best thing about the movie last night, and I thought he was fantastic.
Thought he was great.
Benicio.
I thought he was.
Benicio was great.
No, he was good, but he wasn't in long enough.
Right,
I kind of didn't like, you know, it was like.
I didn't think. I thought I was very underwhelmed by his.
They didn't give him enough.
They didn't give him enough.
I wish they would have given him more.
I was very, very underwhelmed.
Give me a little more. I thought they didn't do enough with
him.
He
was very usual suspect.
Yeah, it was very predictable and everything else.
They didn't do enough with him, but that's not his fault.
Right, but I know underutilized.
Underutilized, absolutely.
But I am no fan of Adam Driver.
Neither am I. But I thought he was really good.
He was better than in Force Awakens.
No, I didn't. I thought he was better than All Right.
Yeah, I thought he was the best in the movie.
And I don't know why, like Jake we found out yesterday, was a loyal viewer of Girls.
And I so had seen
like
Girls, and that's why
see,
I
have no
like
idea
him.
Who this guy yeah. is. This is that's the first time I've ever seen him in anything.
He doesn't know who he is, so maybe that's, I don't know if that, see, I get,
I think that helped.
It would have helped me
yeah.
had idea. I not known
Yeah, I have no preconceived
was.
Notions of him whatsoever.
So see, I do. Girls, right. Horrible.
There's nothing redeeming about anybody in Girls.
No, there's not. It's a terrible show.
And so then
it sucks, it's awful, and I hate it.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch it. You know what? I'll take that back. Allison Williams.
All right. Okay.
But what I'm telling you is when I'm watching it, yeah. You know, I had an open mind too. He was good.
He was great.
He was I mean, not just good. Like, he was really good. Like, every time he's on the screen, I mean, this guy's, like this.
And I think he's the character he's played is a complex character.
I liked it.
You know, and I think he,
did you like him with his shirt off or not?
I did.
That was pretty funny.
Does it seem like I answered that question too fast?
Very quickly.
There was more humor in this one than I reflect.
Absolutely.
Which I'm cool for.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed that. Yeah.
I liked him in it very much.
So
I think they're taking a note out of the Marvel comics movies.
Look, Drake's walking by. So he's stomping around.
I'm about to possibly offend some of the Star Wars nerds.
If you give another spoiler, so help me, these listeners are going
to
come out here.
No, I'm about to offend some of the Star Wars nerds here.
Oh, I want
to
hear it. Drake, listen, he said he's going to offend Star Wars lovers.
Because I know, and I'm a Star Wars lover, but I feel like they're very similar to the comic book nerds that take
they sometimes take it too seriously.
Well, I'm looking at the fact that the critics, they 93% approval, right? But the fans are 68%. That's almost opposite.
I agree with where you're going with
that. That's almost
opposite. You're talking about Todd and Drake and Shane
and
Ted Bogart?
And myself even. But I feel like I have a different approach to this. Don't take your franchise too seriously.
Exactly.
And understand that the reason that we love these movies is because when we saw these movies originally, we were kids. These are kids' movies. This is for kids. And if you would judge it like expecting the movies to grow up with you as an adult, I think you're going to be disappointed. You know,
just relax a little bit.
Just relax.
Quit taking yourself so
try
seriously.
To watch it through a kid's eyes.
Yes,
and don't hold it to such a.
It should be held
standard.
To a higher standard.
Well, it's a high standard. I mean, listen, the prequels weren't very good. These are much better.
The prequels
movies
were
than that.
Pretty terrible.
These are much better movies. Much better.
Oh yeah,
I think it's.
I'm very surprised that this.
But
thing
but you
is
know
like
what? 60%. Well, I don't want to. I can't say what I was. About
I'd
to
like
say.
You to. I'd like
no,
you to say something.
I'd spoil something.
Well, do it.
Listen, just tell me your top five spoilers that you can say right now.
Right.
All of
first
them.
Of all, can't believe Chewbacca's Rey's. You know, dad.
Dad. Yeah. Right.
Couldn't believe that Snoke actually was from another comic book. You know.
Now
you're
really
trying to cross over.
Don't do that.
No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's unbelievable that you would thumb your nose at Chad Boger
after he did
today.
That.
After,
no,
after,
see,
after
because
he
I think Chad,
made it possible
I think
for us
Chad
to
has the
this.
Absolute right
you
approach.
Thumb your nose at him.
Just
and,
talked,
hey,
I just talked about it. In this,
yeah,
in this,
Chad has
in this
the right approach. Chad is childlike
it.
With his love of the movie, and I say that
dude,
as a compliment.
Why are you
what?
Calling Chad
I say
a
that
kid?
As an absolute compliment.
Childlike. Over there.
That's a
that
man.
Man's autograph is
he's
on your
man.
Check today, them, and you're going to say that? I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about that
them
man
and they,
in this fashion.
Give me
they,
my check,
them,
boy.
Him, he.
What is this?
You guys can, you know, I know you're going to misconstrue whatever
oh,
I say.
Oh, absolutely.
No,
that's
not
true.
That never happens on this show.
But
what are you talking
rump,
about?
I
oh, rump.
Hey, go ahead.
There are so many amazing rump. Things. There are so many great things about working here. This is one of my favorite things.
Looking
we have a boss who is so enthusiastic about something like Star Wars and allows us all to enjoy. This has become a family tradition. You know, every winter that these movies come out 3 years in a row now, we've gotten to go do this. It's I'm extremely grateful for what we got to do last night.
We have a breakfast and Big Biscuit coming up.
Yep.
We had the lobster dinner where Chad had us all over to his house last week. That was great. And when you brought that champagne, that was awesome. Thank you. That was great.
Steven, I know, wishes that Chad had the same love for Taylor Swift as he does for Star Wars, because then he would take us all to Taylor Swift, but he doesn't have that.
Well, I'm going
to
go to Taylor Swift next time.
I know you are. You love Taylor Swift.
Well, you know what my daughters do, and I thumbs up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs up to their musical taste.
You send Susan out there with the girls.
I've got one daughter that demands to go to Taylor Swift, and the other daughter that demands to go to Ed Sheeran.
Do you need me to...
Ooh, Ed Sheeran's awesome.
That's Julia, by the way.
Go to both.
Well, I'm going to.
Yes.
They don't have to twist my arm.
And you go to Kenny Chesney, too.
Finally, you were not a fan of Adam Driver.
Loved him.
But
he was great.
I'm on board now.
I enjoyed the movie a lot. I'll probably see it again sometime this Christmas break, I'm sure. It's just how it goes.
Yep. I will, too.
Did Denise like it?
Yes. She really liked it. Kids liked it.
Who liked it the most out of your family?
Maybe Denise. I don't know.
Oh, really?
We had a long discussion on the way home. We had a lot of talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Nate, any final comments about this before we move on to football?
One more
sports?
Spoiler.
Yeah, let's give another spoiler. Give a real one. Mm. Is anything? You know, say something you were disappointed in. Something you didn't like. You can't like everything. Spoiler alert!
I'm trying to think of something I can say that won't spoil anything. No, I don't want to say something that disappoints me that everybody will.
Well, I'll say something that disappointed me. That's not a spoiler. I just didn't like the whole casino bit. That whole thing.
Yeah, Drake said the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that.
Yeah.
That's not a spoiler.
Drake said he hated the kids.
Wow,
you know,
you know who I like? I like that little guy that was putting coins.
Yeah, he was funny.
He got some coins in there.
He's spilling.
That's not a slot machine.
Dude, that guy was awesome.
That guy had been overserved.
I liked him. He was drunk.
No.
I that was my favorite character.
He's just still low tolerance.
Didn't you like it?
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's just in there just trying to win a jackpot.
Let's and put his break. Drink on the...
When we go to break, I'm going to tell you, I know it's Steven's favorite thing.
You know, Jake, when I hear Jake laugh, I'll laugh even though something's not funny. And when he put the... what are you laughing at? Just let me sit here like a dummy.
Not a drink
we'll take a break. Vahe Gregorian after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.